of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get into divisional weekend in the NFL, what it tells us about Drake May, if anything, the quarterbacks that remain, what we can infer. We'll rank the top quarterbacks remaining here on divisional weekend. It is Bruins Thursday. Normally now we talk to the Razor, Andrew Raycroft. We're going to talk to him next week here on WEEI. So we'll get to all your thoughts coming up. 617-779-7937. You want to get into ranking these quarterbacks, Keith?
Yes, I do. So I think we already knew the AFC had better quarterbacks than the NFC, like all season long. And that's something that Drake May has been thrust into. Like, he goes up against all the best guys in the NFL. And now, so you get it down to the final eight quarterbacks. And I think the rankings, to me, I mean, you could almost tier them if you were, but it's not Tuesday, so we won't. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes at the top. Obviously, even though his numbers aren't as good as the next couple of guys, you still got to put him number one.
Yep.
Then after that, it's our classic debate of Lamar or Josh Allen. They're going to finish 1-2 in the MVP. You're taking Josh Allen. I'm taking Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. But then I think there's a massive drop-off after that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody else close to those three guys.
And I bet our order is probably pretty different.
Yeah, because I changed it a bunch.
Yeah.
I was all over the map. Like, you can make a case 4-8, I think, for almost any combination, really.
Yeah.
And so I ended up at number 4 going with Jared Goff. And I don't really even like Goff. And, you know, he's got so much around him. He's got a great play caller and all that. But you can't argue with the production at this point. So I'll take him number 4.
You have Goff 4.
Yeah.
I went Stafford 4.
Mm.
And Stafford is a guy who I don't love. But, again, I either don't love all these quarterbacks or just the pedigree isn't there. Isn't there yet.
Super Bowl winner. He also, numbers would have been a little bit better this year if Kupp and Nacua were healthier.
I agree with that. And I also just think, all right, like, chips are really down and I got to trust one of these guys in a big spot. Do I really trust Jared Goff? Do I really trust Hurts and Stroud and even Jaden Daniels? And it was close on those two.
Yeah.
So I went with Stafford 4, but I agree. It's Mahomes, Allen, Lamar. You went Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I have Stafford at 4. You went with Goff at 4. Who do you have 5?
I had Jaden Daniels 5.
So I also have Daniels 5.
Because he's been nasty. And there was that little, we talk about this all the time with Washington, started out a house of fire. We're like, oh my God, this guy's incredible. Then, you know, had the Hail Mary and all that. And then there's a little bit of a lull. But then he finished the season really strong. He's a dual threat guy like a few of the other guys on this list. But his numbers are impressive. He got a team that was not expected to win a ton of games, not only into the playoffs, but winning a playoff game, you know, a game that I did not expect him to win. So, you know, a rare upset win from last week. I've been really impressed with Jaden Daniels, so I like him more than the other guys.
Yeah, and again, it's just how does he execute when it matters? He feels, you know, you don't want to say unstoppable, but the ability to run and take off and make plays with his feet is also very appealing. So I actually thought about putting Daniels above Stafford at 4.
Yeah, I thought about him at 4 too. And like, he doesn't have, so I had a hard time with, you know, if they were just being, if you're like picking them in like the backyard, you'd probably pick Daniels over Goff. But when you're like, all right, Goff has all this going on in Detroit, like, you almost feel like that operation is going to do better. So I had a hard time kind of separating the two, because Jaden Daniels, you know, when we were comparing him to Drake May throughout the regular season, you're like, yeah, Terry McLaurin's great. The rest of that group is not unbelievable. He's not loaded with Pro Bowlers.
No, I agree.
You know, Austin Eckler has had his moments here and there, but it's not the same guy he once was.
Zacchaeus?
Like, please.
And Dyami Brown?
Yeah.
And Noah Brown earlier this year making plays. Who else am I missing in that passing game? Yeah, no, I mean, McLaurin's
like
great.
He's got a really good offensive coordinator, maybe.
It is almost like that. Mm-hmm. Just real quick, because I already see texts about this, 617-779-7937. No Joe Burrow, huh?
Well, he didn't qualify this year.
Is Joe Burrow playing on divisional weekend?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, well then no Joe Burrow. We're ranking the 8 quarterbacks still in action. Maybe. Joe Burrow I would rank highly this list.
The 8 guys left. It also goes to show you Burrow is, you know, we put him in the top 4 overall, not there, right? The top 3 guys kind of cruised into this round.
Correct.
You know, those 3 guys, there was no doubt that they were going to be here.
It is part of why I don't let Burrow completely off the hook for what happened in Cincinnati this year.
I get it.
They were 9-8. They were only a game over 500.
You lost to the Patriots.
They lost to New England.
You lost to the freaking Patriots.
So I don't totally let Burrow off the hook, and that is a reason why. Okay, who do you have 6? Do you have Stafford 6? I have Goff 6. Okay, so actually our lists really aren't that different.
No, I guess not.
We flipped Allen and Lamar, and we flipped
Goff and Stafford.
Correct. 4-6
Yeah, yeah.
And 2-3 I'm guessing we also have 7-8 the same.
I have Hurts 7.
Same.
Oh, okay.
And Stroud 8.
Hurts didn't have a great year. Obviously, there's the back and forth with he and A.J. Brown. You still have the unstoppable tush push. So he might not be the most accurate quarterback in the world, but
I hate the I've said this before.
I know you don't like it.
The tush push is I root for it every time to get blown up.
It doesn't.
It's the cheapest play in sports.
Did you see the
There's nothing more cheap than that play. Jalen Hurts does nothing.
He's playing sports.
Jalen Hurts doesn't do anything. People get behind him and push him.
He can bench press or squat a Buick, Jones. What are you talking about?
I hate it. It's the
cheapest play in sports. Squat with Saquon Barkley? Those guys take all the weights in the gym and go up and down, up and down.
I don't dislike Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I have him seventh on the list. I don't dislike him. I hate that play. I hate that play.
But the play is kind of unstoppable. Did you see last week when they did the fake tush
because
push?
Because it's cheap.
Well, fine. But did you see the fake tush push bomb?
The Eagles ran it?
Yeah, so last week they ran, it was third down.
Uh-huh.
They ended up picking up the tush push on the fourth down. But third and one, they lined up for a tush push. Jalen Hurts faked it, ran back, threw a bomb to A.J. Brown, who was open, and he overthrew him.
He looked at him, he's like, man, I hate it.
He overthrew
him
like 5 yards.
He overthrew my 5 yards, and then he went to the sideline and read a book. But there was definitely, like, it was
actually
open.
Was that the same drive? It might have been
probably
the same drive.
So there is a variation to the tush push, but it is unstoppable. I've always liked Hurts. I mean, you can go back into the old archives. I wanted the Pats to draft him back in 2020 or whatever,
2020.
Whatever draft it was.
Great quarterback draft. It was the first draft without Brady, and they said, no.
We're good.
Let's bring in Cam Newton and Jared Stidham.
We don't want Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts.
We don't want to draft anybody. When you couldn't miss in that draft, we don't want to draft anybody. So you had Stroud 8.
Yes, he just Stroud 8.
I think it's fair to put Stroud 8. He did not have a great season. He has won a playoff game in back-to-back years.
Terps putting up on the YouTube and on the Twitch right now. So look, they lined up for a tush push, then he rolled back, and A.J. Brown was open and overthrew him.
Yeah, not a good throw.
Not a good toss there.
I admit,
Saquon had quite the hold.
Admittedly, in and out on that.
Oh, yeah, actually, Saquon tackled
you're right.
Should have been a sack.
But
Stroud 8.
I like Stroud. I still feel very strongly about C.J. Stroud and his career moving forward. He didn't have a good year.
No.
And he's won playoff games in back-to-back years. I don't expect him to do much against KC this week. But again, we both have Mahomes 1. I have Allen 2. You have Lamar 2.
Yeah.
I have Lamar 3. You have Allen 3. I had Stafford 4. You have Goff 4. We both have Daniels at 5. We flipped Stafford and Goff. So I have Goff 6. You have Stafford 6. We both have Hurts 7. We both have Stroud 8. Here's the question. The takeaways from these players. To me, the big takeaway is Goff on the list. And you've brought this up before, Keith. I think it's a good observation. Goff was the number one pick. That's different than Drake May. Goff was brought in with Jeff Fisher, who was a mess, and replaced by Sean McVay. May obviously has Mayo, who was a mess. He's replaced by Mike Vrabel, which is very different than Sean McVay. It's not a whiz kid thing. But Jared Goff looked broken his rookie year.
Oh, yeah. He looked like a bust. People were saying he was a bust.
May didn't look broken, but he didn't win a lot. I mean, May won one real game.
He didn't win at all, yeah.
He did not beat the Jets. That was Jacoby Brissett who beat the Jets, even though May gets credit. And he didn't beat Buffalo. Joe Milton beat Buffalo. So Drake May won one stinking game.
Beat the Bears, though.
He did beat the Bears, although that was...
Take that, Bears.
He came out after that game and gave the defense a standing ovation.
Well, the defense had 9 sacks.
Because he didn't do much. So, look, I like Drake May,
yep.
But I would point out he really won one game. Jared Goff was 0-7 as a rookie. And by year two, when they bring in McVay, he's in the Pro Bowl. He's 11-4. The next year, he's 13-3. They're going to the Super Bowl. That's the quarterback I look at on the list, and I go, okay... Year two, is he going to be, you know, on the Josh Allen track or the Lamar track? Well, how about you just get to winning in year two with a different coach, just like Goff did?
Just say, like, Mahomes and Lamar are next level. Didn't they win the MVP in their second year, whatever it was?
Yeah, and Lamar made the playoffs year one.
Yeah,
Lamar, he did. Lamar replaced Flacco, turned their season around, and made the playoffs. And, so that's he was winning right away.
Jaden Daniels made the playoffs right away. I also look at C.J. Stroud, and not that Drake May had the type of rookie season that C.J. Stroud had, but that's another example where they made the playoffs, so you could argue some good team success there. I mean, they're in a horrible division, the AFC South, but there's no guarantee either that you just take that next leap forward. Like, he wasn't as good this year. Stroud threw fewer touchdowns and more than double the interceptions. Like, he wasn't nearly as good. And so you wonder, is that the league catching up to him or what? Like, I don't know. I didn't watch every single Texans game.
No, and they got him. I mean, I know he got hurt, but they got him Steph Diggs. They got him Joe Mixon. Yeah. They got him a lot of weapons, actually.
Well, that's the beauty of it. And we would always joke about how, you know, around the draft time and rookie quarterbacks, everybody would take the examples that suit them for the argument of what they think is going to happen, because there's been a million quarterbacks in the history of the league, a million rookie and second-year quarterbacks.
It really so was. Sort of say, like, it's a great game.
I got this guy. Well, this guy got better. Well, this guy got worse. And you're like, well, this guy, they changed the offensive coordinator. And then he had to change teams before he got good again. You know, somebody like a Baker Mayfield, who's not in this round, but he was in the last round, had a really good rookie year. And then all of a sudden they're changing coordinators, they're changing coaches, and the guy kind of fell apart a little bit. But yeah, that's why I do think this offensive coordinator hire is so important, because what kind of path is Drake May going to go down? It's a better rookie year, no doubt, than Jared Goff had, but it's worse than CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, where do they go? How can they at least push this guy in the right direction here going forward?
Yeah, I don't get this, by the way. Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Our guy Monty Mack.
Loves the show, here every day.
How many games did May start, Jones? It's a flawed point again.
A bunch.
Started 12 games.
I was going to say, he started a lot of games.
Okay, so let's
see. What the hell?
Let's take the Jets and Bills, because I'm not going to give him credit for the Jets and Bills wins, because quarterbacks won the game.
His record goes down as 3-9, but he really is 1-9 as a starter.
I mean,
it's not great.
So it doesn't mean I hate Drake May. I like Drake May. I probably like him more than most of you did. At this time last year when we were talking about the draft, I did like him more than just about everybody. In the Twitch chat and everybody else, people want to draft offensive linemen and Marvin Harrison or even different quarterbacks. I like Drake May. I've always liked Drake May, even long before he was a Patriot.
What about Bo Nix?
I did not like Bo Nix. Yeah. That's one I might be wrong about.
All right.
But it doesn't mean I don't like him or don't think he's good. Why can't we say he didn't win enough last year? Why is that an unfair thing or a flawed stat to point out?
No.
And hopefully he turns it around in year two with a new coach, just like Jared Goff did, just from a winning perspective, not style of play or how broken Jared Goff looked. Hopefully by year two, he's on track and winning 11 games. That's what Goff did.
See, I think the Jaden Daniels comparison is good because they were picked back-to-back. Both were horrible teams. Going into this year, I think the Vegas over-under for the Patriots we know was 4.5. Washington's was higher. It was like 6.5. And they ended up winning way more games than that. But that's where one team surrounded their rookie quarterback with a much more professional outfit. Like, say what you want about Dan Quinn, but Dan Quinn's been a head coach. He's gotten wins.
Super Bowl.
He's gotten results.
The Super Bowl didn't go well for him, but he got there.
Went poorly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a lead, though.
He did.
Did have a nice, juicy lead.
What was it?
I forget. But
sizable.
Yeah. So you had, but Dan Quinn's been in the NFL a long time, and so some of the things that were surprising Jerod Mayo, let's say, weren't surprising Dan Quinn. And then having a really established offensive coordinator in Cliff Kingsbury, you at least put Jaden Daniels in a position to succeed, and he did. Whereas, like, Drake May, it was an uphill battle. Oh, also, Jaden Daniels started week one.
Yeah, that's
so
helpful.
he had the full slate of it.
And the team knew he was the guy right from Jump Street.
And it really worked.
Yeah.
So two of the quarterbacks that started week one made the playoffs.
Huh.
Anyway, Drake May didn't, so that was already working against him. He doesn't get to start until, week five of the season or whatever. And then from there, the head coach didn't know what he was doing. Offensive coordinators, like, trying to piece it together. The defense was bad. Like, it was an uphill climb.
617-779-7937. Any takeaways ranking these quarterbacks on the divisional round, the remaining eight quarterbacks, as Keith and I did? You could jump in on that. Apply it to Drake May. I also want to get into some rooting interests. I know who you're rooting against this weekend, Patriots fans.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine there's many Chiefs fans in New England. Who are you rooting for? Let's get to that next.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. I'm looking at the text line, 617-779-7937.
Yes.
Time to send Jones to the midnight shift.
Midnight? That's not even a shift.
I was going to say, I
don't even have a midnight show. What is that?
Certainly, I've been there.
Yeah.
Maybe,
good stuff.
KJ. Maybe there's a shift for KJ there.
When the West Coast games end, you're on.
He changes his narrative and story all the time. Well, I mean, that's true.
He's a storyteller.
And it only took him a day or two to start to turn on Drake May. How is pointing out that he won one game turning on Drake May?
Yeah, that's an odd one. We both like Drake May.
You have been pretty consistent with that.
Yeah, did they win a lot of games? They didn't win a lot of games.
But that's not even an opinion. they won one game. Or he won one game. Like, that's just, we're just pointing that out. When we're talking about other rookie years.
The Twitch chat says it's a flawed stat. It's not.
Wins?
I mean, whatever. I mean, maybe you think the quarterback wins aren't a metric, okay? I know a lot of.
See, I do.
I do, too. Yeah. I think a lot of, and I'm consistent on that. I'll hold it against other quarterbacks. So just, it doesn't mean he can't play. It doesn't mean he'll never win. It just means he didn't win enough this year, and yeah. I would really hope he starts winning in year two.
So here's my thought on it, is because after Tom Brady, we saw Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones.
Uh-huh.
So the next guy, like, who shows any sign of being good is going to be treated as though he's, like, already a Hall of Famer. And that's fine, I think, because we saw what awful quarterback play can be. So I think Patriots fans defend Drake May like he's already accomplished a whole lot.
Yeah.
You and I both think one day he will accomplish these things, but he hasn't yet. And I give him all the excuses in the book, trust me. Receivers dropping passes, offensive line can't block, coaches don't know what they're doing. That's a lot to kind of go up against. So I think he's really good, but to just act like he's already done it is a weird thing.
Well, and clearly he needs some help. You know,
yes,
and
of course.
I'm guilty of overstating it. Like, the quarterback can fix just about everything, and he can. I mean, I even think the offensive line looked better when May was out there than Brissett. You know, never mind the whole offense in general. But it's why we talk so much about the coach and the offensive coordinator and who's in charge of personnel, because you got to get all this stuff right around Drake May. But I think you have it right with Drake May. It's just he better start winning soon. And I'm not going to give him a lot of leeway on that. Year one, I think we can all understand it was a disaster. I still think they should have won more than they did, but it was a disaster. And so we'll look at that. We will talk about the divisional round as well. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We can get to that in just a moment. A few of the items we touched on today. We'll get back to the Celtics next hour. Something's off with them. Mazzulla and Porzingis seem to be acknowledging it after the game last night. Mazzulla saying the team's got to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Porzingis questioning their spirit, effectively their effort. Mm-hmm. So we'll get back to them. Cam Neely bringing up the trade deadline, the Bruins approach. They could be retooling, in his
retooling.
Words.
Retooling.
I like to call that blowing up.
Yeah, 'cause same thing.
It's a little stronger. We haven't gotten to the Red Sox yet. We'll do that at high noon. Put them on the clock, finish their offseason. They're not going to do it on their own, Keith.
They're taking their sweet time, and we're going to prove that you can do it in 60 seconds.
We're going to give them a little nudge.
That's right.
A little shove and finish the offseason for them.
And if anybody wants to, they can get in with their 30-second pitch as well if you want to do that.
If you want to start lining up with your plans for the Red Sox,
we'll put you on the clock.
We'll put you on the clock.
Although, don't swear this time. Last time we put people on the clock, they got crazy and they started swearing.
Don't swear!
What game show have you heard was swearing in it?
So we'll do that coming up again at high noon, 617-779-7937. Oh, yeah, and Bill Belichick hasn't signed his contract at UNC. What's going on with that? I know Patriots fans are not rooting for the Chiefs.
They are not.
I know that.
No, you're right.
Now, maybe there are some fans out there who are like, win a game, win another game, get to the Super Bowl, and get pants in the Super Bowl. That's a dangerous game to play, though.
It's too risky.
Maybe there are some fans, but I'll be rooting against them and rooting for Houston this weekend. I don't feel good about it,
right?
But that's what I'll be rooting for. What else are you rooting for? I know you're rooting against the Chiefs. What are you rooting for as a Patriots fan?
I think it's Bills-Lions Super Bowl. I think it's definitely the Lions.
You're pulling for the Bills against the Ravens and your guy Lamar. Doing that.
I think that's sort of a win-win in my regard. I would say I want the Bills to win slightly more than the Ravens. The Ravens have already won. The Ravens have more, believe it or not, despite not being in the division, they have more of a history against the Patriots. Some of those John Harbaugh moments. Lamar is, for me, easy to root for, though. Like, he's easy to root for. Like, I like Lamar. So, to me, it's a win-win, and then I'm going to be rooting hard for either one of those teams against Kansas City. And Buffalo, it's like, well, they're a division opponent. It's like, yeah, but they just lose all the time. They haven't, even when they're good, they can't get there. I have a bunch of buddies that are Bills fans.
I don't care about the AFC East divisional thing one bit.
Well, because it's not like the Jets you have a feeling about. And even the Dolphins I probably dislike way more than the Bills.
Yeah,
the Bills are kind of inoffensive, as are the Lions.
I'm mostly indifferent about the Dolphins, but yeah, I would dislike them more than I dislike Buffalo. And the Jets are the clear one that you would root against and dislike. Yeah. Pittsburgh you would root against, right? You know, maybe older
Colts,
school Patriots like, fans would root against the Raiders. Colts are a good one. Obviously, the Chiefs. Bills are harmless. So
that's a good way of putting it.
I am rooting for Buffalo, and I want to see Detroit win it all. I think that, like, push comes to shove, which team am I really rooting for? I think I'm really rooting for Detroit. Buffalo would be palatable to me. I'm also rooting for our guy McVay. Not to root for too many things, but
you know, the whiz kid offensive guy. What's he ever done?
Well, I mean, won a Super Bowl.
He did win a Super Bowl.
He's been to two.
He's been to another one. So I'm rooting for him.
He's 31 years old.
I'm rooting for him to go on a run. To kind of
plus it's beating Philly this week, so I think everybody can get behind that.
Good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I also just think to underscore the idea of we wanted a Ben Johnson type or somebody more in that mold than Vrabel. Score one for that mold. I'm going to be rooting for that take as well. So what are you guys rooting for and against on divisional weekend as a Patriots fan? Because I don't know if you know this, the Patriots aren't still playing. So you're going to have to figure out some things to root for and against. 617-779-7937. And if you have plans to finish off the Red Sox offseason, wanted to make trades, wanted to trade people away, wanted to make some signings, you can start to jump in line there. Keith and I will finish off the Red Sox offseason in 60 seconds. We'll both go on the clock. We'll both give you our plans for the Red Sox because clearly they don't have one. We'll do it next.